Welcome to the Coder Catch Up podcast. My name is Jamie Jones, and this is just a quick little announcement in regards to any OS X users who are doing anything with Homebrew. So if you use any packages from Homebrew or anything like that, you even create packages for Homebrew. This is just covering the recent release of El Capitan. So that's the new OS X version that's just been released. Now, there's something that's come out which is pretty full-on. It's kind of like sort of like an SE Linux sort of thing, but for the Unix environment, which they're calling the System Integrity Protection, or SIP. So SIP prevents you from writing to many system directories, such as user, system, and bin, regardless of whether or not you are root. There's a keynote that Apple has there. So one of the implications of SIP is that you cannot simply create user local if it has been removed or doesn't exist for another reason. However, as noted in the keynote, Apple is leaving user local open for developers to use. So Homebrew can still be used as expected. So this is kind of important. So it kind of freaked me out when I first learnt this, simply because, you know, I rely on Homebrew so much. You know, it's the apt-get for OS X. So it kind of freaked me out a bit because root can't even write to these areas. And I was like, well, what's that going to do with Homebrew? So I'm kind of a little bit cautious about upgrading to El Capitan, at least for the next couple of weeks. I might wait a little bit. But it turns out that basically there probably is a way. And basically Homebrew is kind of addressing that. They've got a little file in their docs, which I'll link in the show notes, about how to kind of get around the issue. They're saying that if you haven't installed Homebrew in user local or another system protected directory, this document does not apply to you. But if you do have some kind of issues, they have some outlines on how to do that and some code you can run in the terminal. So I'd love to know to see, you know, if anyone has upgraded to El Capitan and if they are experiencing any issues, if they did, how they got over it, was it hard, was it easy? I'd really love to know that. I do kind of think what they're doing, or what Apple is doing, rather, is good for the operating system. It's good that they're locking these things down. But at the same time, they're still kind of thinking of developers. So hopefully this isn't too much of a little hitch of getting set up, because getting a good development set up on a Mac is, it's not painless, but it's certainly a lot harder than it really should be, and now this is kind of adding that extra step. So we'll just have to see how it goes. But anyway, I'd love to know your thoughts on this, if you've run into it, anything like that, general thoughts on it, you know, what you want to do. I think it's probably too, it kind of is a really good time, like if you're looking into Docker, to be able to just run Docker and just see if you can replace all the stuff you'd normally use with Homebrew with Docker and then work within a Docker instance. So it might be a really good time to try and do that switch. But anyway, that's it, and we'll catch the next episode.